two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon. Today is Monday, April 5th, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. A beautiful day in downtown Salt Lake City. It's sunny and 67 degrees.
Freeway traffic rolling along. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour. A longtime Salt Lake lawyer is helping explain why police stayed quiet for a week after discovering the remains of a missing Kearns woman. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik reports.
Investigators reportedly found the body on March 26, which they believed to be Nicole Solario Romero, although it wasn't until a week later when they made the announcement. Greg Scordis says during that time, officials are following specific protocol, like taking the body to a medical examiner for a proper identification.
Typically, law enforcement would want the family, the victim's family, to know that she had been found before they alert the public.
He says one advantage to keeping information temporarily secret is to prevent suspects from fleeing before charges can be filed. In this situation, four additional suspects were charged in connection to the case last Friday. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
A 7-Eleven clerk is unscathed after a man shot at him several times. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe reports.
Police say Jackson Issa and the 7-Eleven clerk had a dispute about a declined bank card. Issa is accused of firing a handgun six times at the clerk as he was leaving the store with another man. The clerk told police one man pointed the gun directly at his head and fired. Detectives tracked down the car the two men left in through surveillance video. Issa's in the Salt Lake County Jail for investigation of attempted murder, obstructing justice, and six counts of shooting at a person. Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
The Utah Highway Patrol had a busy Easter. Troopers were out in force for the holiday weekend. They made over 2,700 traffic stops, including 53 DUIs. Officers also responded to 130 crashes, including two fatal crashes. UHP says many of the DUIs came from crashes. Our top national stories this hour from ABC News. The race to vaccinate Americans against the coronavirus breaking records over the weekend. According to the White House COVID response team, a record 4 million shots went into arms within a 24-hour period. Here is senior White House advisor Andy Slavitt.
We're now averaging 3.1 million shots per day over the most recent seven-day period.
But health officials warn cases are rising, primarily with younger, unvaccinated Americans. COVID rules are loosening in Los Angeles County. Here's ABC's Alex Stone.
California has gone from the worst in the nation to now having the country's lowest rate of COVID spread. Here in LA County now, restaurants can reopen indoor dining to 50% of capacity. Theme parks can increase attendance to 25%, and outdoor stadiums can be a third full. The positivity rate in California now down to 1.8%.
Rides on Santa Monica's famous pier can finally reopen as well. It was a shaky wake-up for people in Southern California this morning. A series of small earthquakes shook the Los Angeles area. The largest was 4.0. No damage was reported, but experts say they did discover fault lines that they hadn't known about before. A trial is underway over the National Rifle Association's bankruptcy. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
The New York Attorney General's office and the NRA's former ad agency, Ackerman McQueen, are out to convince a judge in Dallas to dismiss the NRA's Chapter 11 case because they said it was not filed in good faith. They said the NRA's bankruptcy had nothing to do with its financial condition. Instead, they argued the true reason was to escape accountability for alleged financial misconduct. The NRA has accused the New York Attorney General of weaponizing its powers against the nonprofit and is fighting to keep its bankruptcy petition intact. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Gun sales are reaching new record levels in Utah. 2020 saw nearly double the amount of criminal background checks for firearm purchases. The FBI reports over 1 million total background checks for the year, with a spike in March last year. National sales also rose to record heights for the year. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is calling for a global minimum corporate tax rate. Here's Secretary Yellen.
Together, we can use a global minimum tax to make sure the global economy thrives based on a more level playing field.
This comes as the Biden administration is working on a way to pay for the president's ambitious infrastructure plans. Stay tuned for an in-depth look at the president's infrastructure plans coming up at 12:45 on KSL News Radio. More than 120 airmen from the Utah National Guard's 151st Refueling Wing will be deploying this week to support several air operations currently underway. They will be supporting air refueling missions and will be taking off each evening from the Air National Guard base on the east side of the Salt Lake Airport. Still to come on Utah's News. If you're wanting to travel soon, get ready to pay more. Plus, a look at your noontime drive.
Nice and quiet out on the Valley freeways as we start your Monday noontime drive. I'm Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:05.
And expanded inside sources. Weekdays from 1 till 3. More time to dig into the news. More time to make sense of the news. That's an hour of news at noon.
And expanded inside sources from 1 till 3.
On KSL News Radio. More from your all-day companion.
More news.
This is our shot to protect ourselves, our friends, and our families. This is our shot to keep kids in schools and keep our loved ones out of hospitals. This is our shot to travel again, to reopen businesses, and to get our fans back in the stands. The COVID-19 vaccine is up to 95% effective in fighting this virus, ensuring that we won't have to battle life-threatening symptoms, experience loss of work, or be burdened by expensive medical bills. Our top state doctors agree. This is our shot to get rid of this disease, achieve herd immunity, and get back to normal. So, get vaccination updates, information, and register for your shot at thisisourshot.com. It's here, it's effective, and it's totally free. This is our shot. Let's take it.
Do you want to gain control of your life? Get the powerful Franklin Planner System. The Franklin Planner will help you take control of your day and focus on what and who matters most to you. Free yourself from the constant buzz of smartphone notifications, small bright screens, and mindless scrolling. And anchor your life using the proven paper planning methods of the Franklin Planner. Never has paper planning been more relevant and vital. Visit franklinplanner.com and get 15% off with the code RADIO. That's franklinplanner.com. Code radio.
Shopko Optical is growing in Salt Lake City and proud to serve Centerville with our newest location on Parrish Lane in front of Walmart. Schedule your eye exam by visiting shopko.com.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top local story, police may have stayed quiet about the body of a kidnapped Kearns woman to follow specific protocols. The remains of Nicole Solorio Romero were found on March 26th, but police didn't announce the discovery until a week later. If you're thinking about traveling, better look at the price tag. The cost is going up. Here's ABC's Sherry Preston.
For what it's worth, I'm Sherry Preston. America on the move.
Over the weekend, packed airports and packed planes as more than 5 million people took to the skies since Thursday for the holiday.
ABC transportation correspondent Gio Benitez says Sunday alone, over 1.5 million people were screened. And if you're getting the itch to travel after a year of the pandemic,
Hopper telling us they're expecting to see a 12% spike in domestic ticket prices heading into the summer months. Flights to Long Beach, California, already jumping 27% to $310. 16% to Bangor, Maine, to $268.
And it's not just the cost of flying that's on the rise. Brian Kelly, founder of PointsGuy.com, says,
we're seeing in general a 30% increase in car rental rates. And in some markets like Hawaii and Florida, we're seeing up to 300% increases. So you're looking at $250 and up.
For what it's worth, Sherry Preston, ABC News.
NASA's Ingenuity helicopter is now on Martian soil and made it through the cold night on its own. The first powered flights in Mars's thin atmosphere won't be for another week or so, but now the copter will need to get its rotor blades warmed up. Helicopters can give researchers different views of the terrain or even help astronauts one day. Stanford is celebrating winning the NCAA Women's College Basketball Championship, but many of the players are still speaking out about inequalities between men's and women's college basketball.
Our weight coach did a great job of advocating for us on social media, but that's also not the main focus of the tournament. So on one hand, you want to advocate for all the inequities that we're dealing with, but on the other hand, we're here to win a national championship.
The tournament's most outstanding player, Stanford's Haley Jones, talking to ABC News Good Morning America about the win. Now, the men's final game is tonight as the Baylor Bears take on the Gonzaga Bulldogs. KSL News Time, 1209. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Here's Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thank you, Maria. We are looking at a nice start to your Monday noontime drive if you're traveling any of the Valley freeways. Light traffic, good speeds. We don't have any problems reported. We'll keep our ears to the ground to see if anything happens. And if you happen to be on I-15, you're looking at good speeds, also crash-free and delay-free. And this is both directions between Willard Bay and Utah Lake. Right now at Friendly Home Services, get a friendly drain cleaning for just $33. Call 801-923-6355 or visit friendlyhomeservice.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's get the very latest on the forecast.
Clouds moving in, 70s and breezy. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
A lot of sunshine and 67 degrees right now in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's New News, Capitol Police are reeling after an attack on the Capitol security that killed one officer last week. We'll have the very latest coming up next right here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Do the new administration's proposed tax and estate planning changes have you concerned about your future? The time to prepare is now. So take advantage of a complimentary, no-obligation conversation with Decker Retirement Planning. Offered virtually or in person, Decker's Safer Retirement Planning process begins with a conversation. If the state exemption is lowered and the tax rate is increased, does that leave you with questions? Decker Retirement Planning has answers. Will an increase in capital gains tax affect your real estate investments? Decker Retirement Planning has answers. If changes remain unclear this year, remember uncertainty doesn't preclude planning. Call Decker Retirement Planning today at 855-425-4566. It's a complimentary conversation focused solely on you, your questions, your goals, and how changes can impact your family's future. Call 855-425-4566 or visit DeckerRetirementPlanning.com. Firm offers insurance services. Decker Retirement Planning, Inc. is a registered investment advisor in the state of Utah.
For over 10 years, IVC has been holding a Mother's Day event to celebrate all the wonderful women in our lives. Last year, we sadly had to cancel the event for obvious reasons, but we are so excited to be back this year. So mark your calendar for Saturday, May 8th to attend IVC's annual Mother's Day event, where you'll receive a free vein screening, which includes an ultrasound exam and consultation with one of our board-certified providers. This is a fun event for women to start taking care of their legs. There'll be live music, a boxed lunch, and everyone who attends will receive a gift sponsored by Provo Beach and Osmond Designs. If you suffer from varicose veins, nagging leg, or pelvic pain, then IVC can help. This event is limited to accommodate CDC health regulations and is by appointment only. To schedule, go to ivein.com or call 801-379-6700. IVC, life starts when the pain stops.
IVC, life starts when the pain stops. Visit ivein.com.
911, what's your emergency?
This car, an SUV, it was going across, it went around the barrier, and the train. Oh, God.
Ma'am, did a train hit an SUV? Is that what happened?
Yes, the train is going, and the car, I can't believe it.
You can't judge the speed of an approaching train. That's why the signals are there. Stop. Trains can't. Paid for by NHTSA.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section, when Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. Parents are the number one influence on their children's decisions to not drink alcohol. Talk, they hear you. For tips and other resources on having a conversation, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
A longtime Salt Lake lawyer is helping explain why police stayed quiet for a week after discovering the remains of a missing Kearns woman who they believe is Nicole Solario Romero. I'm KSL News Radio's John Mochak.
Second, a man accused of groping several women at the BYU campus is facing two counts of sexual battery. Charging documents claim 26-year-old Jacob Scott Hansen told police he did not specifically target the victims, but acted on impulse. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. Here's Ricky Meese.
Well, thanks to our KSL traffic troopers, they're giving us a heads up of a new accident. It's northbound on I-15 after 53rd South and approaching 45th South. There may actually be two separate crashes in this, or all of these vehicles may be part of one. You'll have some vehicles on the left, other vehicles on the right. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Breezy today in the low 70s. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
68 degrees downtown. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Biden today with a post-Easter message from the South Portico of the White House.
As we celebrate the renewal of this season, we know that long-for dawn is almost here.
Looking forward to being on the other side of the pandemic, working to get to that place, vaccinations over the holiday weekend kicking into high gear.
The Biden administration is moving fast towards their goal of 200 million COVID vaccine shots within the president's first 100 days in office. According to the White House COVID response team, a record 4 million shots went into arms within a 24-hour period over the Easter holiday weekend.
We're now averaging 3.1 million shots per day over the most recent seven-day period.
Senior White House advisor Andy Slavitt. Health experts were closely monitoring a new variant of the coronavirus that could mean a fourth wave here in the U.S. Faith Abube, ABC News, Washington.
The ER doctor who pronounced George Floyd dead on the stand today in the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, saying he theorized at the time that Floyd most likely died of suffocation. Disgraced film producer Harvey Weinstein appealed his rape conviction today.
Harvey Weinstein said he was made a media villain and put on trial in a highly volatile and prejudicial atmosphere that failed to safeguard his right to a fair trial by an impartial jury. Weinstein was convicted last year of rape and sexual assault and sentenced to 23 years in prison after a trial that cemented a dramatic fall from grace for someone who was once among Hollywood's most powerful figures. In the appeal, defense attorneys said Weinstein's trial was tainted by a juror who had published a book about the predations of older men against younger women. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
South of Tampa, Florida, progress in efforts to continue to drain a wastewater holding pond before it fails and floods a nearby area.
We are below 400 million gallons of water as of today, and that continues to flow out in a controlled fashion.
Manatee County Safety Director Jacob Sauer, you're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. New security concerns after the deadly car attack on the Capitol last week. One police officer was injured and one was killed before a suspect was also killed. ABC's Pierre Thomas with the latest.
This morning, Capitol Police admitting they're reeling from Friday's vicious attack, which killed one officer and injured another when this car crashed into a barricade.
Please keep the United States Capitol Police family in your thoughts and prayers.
After the tragic death of 18-year veteran of the Capitol Police, Billy Evans, the only bit of good news this weekend was the release of fellow injured officer Ken Shaver. Today, authorities are still trying to determine the motive of suspected killer Noah Green. Sources telling ABC News, police have been focused on Green's Facebook posts, where he's discussed losing his job, and being in a state of duress. Green's family told the Washington Post he was not a terrorist, but suffered from depression and potential mental illness. According to sources, police are also looking into Green's apparent obsession with Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan and scriptures about the end of the world. The union representing Capitol Police saying this weekend the force is approaching a crisis in morale and that officers are struggling to meet their mission. The National Guard remains at the Capitol, but in the wake of Friday's attack, the recent scaling back of fencing now in question.
Both Republicans and Democrats in Congress have proposed bills to prevent the fencing from becoming permanent. And you've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. KSL News Time 12:19. That means time for a check of your drive. Ricky Meese, what's happening out there on the roads?
Well, it appears to be two separate crashes. The first one occurred on northbound I-15 approaching 4500 South. Crews now have that completely out of traffic over to the right shoulder. The second one is right about 5300 South, and that one is pretty much over to the left shoulder, but you will see heavy and slow traffic between the South Interchange and 4500 South. Get 0% APR on balance transfers and purchases up to 6 months, plus low rates and rewards with a new credit card from Cypress Credit Union. For details, visit cypresscu.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's check the 7-day forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Clouds increasing today with a high of 73. We get some showers tonight and then rain and snow tomorrow with a high of 56. It's cooler, of course. Sunshine on Wednesday after a cool start, and we get up to 64 that day. 68 in the sunshine on Thursday, 69 Friday, and again, mostly sunny. And we're right about there for Saturday, partly cloudy or more sunshine, 68. And then partly cloudy, 61 on Sunday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, 68 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Some great numbers on the markets, both the Dow and the NASDAQ up in the triple digits. We'll check your money news coming up next. KSL News Time, 1221.
This is Derek Miller speaking on business. A year has passed since the Salt Lake Chamber began hosting this historic show on KSL News Radio. No sooner had we started than COVID-19 arrived, bringing challenges that in the beginning seemed insurmountable. To help mitigate its effects, we decided to dedicate this program to our members to share what they were doing to keep businesses open and employees safe. They inspired us with advice and innovative ideas. We learned the power of public-private partnerships and together kept our economy among the strongest in the nation. The Salt Lake Chamber is honored to serve as a voice for these heroic businesses. And now we're working to promote vaccinations to ensure a promising end to the pandemic. You can find tools and information at the Salt Lake Chamber website. Together, we are working to keep Utah healthy, our economy strong, and the future bright. We encourage you to participate in the chorus of businesses advocating for smart policies. I'm Derek Miller with the Salt Lake Chamber and invite you to join us as we lead together.
Sometimes in business, the unexpected comes calling. From rent increases to increased orders to, I'm going to say it, unprecedented times. But don't bounce back. Bounce forward with Comcast Business. Bounce forward with fast, reliable internet on the network that can deliver gig speeds to the most businesses and gives you the flexibility to update your bandwidth in just a few clicks. Be fast. Be flexible. Be ready for what's next. And bounce forward with Comcast Business. Help your business to bounce forward with this amazing offer. Get a powerful and reliable internet and voice solution starting at $64.90 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. And ask how to add Comcast Business Security Edge. Call 1-800-501-6000 today to find out more. Restrictions apply. New customers only with 35 megabits per second service and one voice line. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, installation, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. Security Edge available when added to Comcast Business Internet for additional monthly charge. Call for details.
If you're talking, they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. So tell me here, you can
do it if you try. I'm Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. Beware of telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. Real Social Security employees will never threaten you. Callers threatening you with arrest or other legal action and demanding money are not from us. If you receive a call like this, hang up, do not provide them with any form of payment or information, report the call at oig.ssa.gov.
Watch Utah's Money is brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. A great weekend for Godzilla versus Kong. The movie brought in the biggest opening weekend of the pandemic so far. It nabbed $48.5 million over the last 5 days, doubling expectations. LG will stop making mobile phones. The electronics maker will instead focus on electric vehicle parts, robotics, and AI products. KSL Drives. General Motors is hoping to get a lot of money out of the newest Hummer. The starting cost for the 2024 Hummer EV SUV is above $100,000. Production is set to begin in 2023. Taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow right now up by 379 points. It's up by more than a full percent. It's sitting at 33,535. S&P 500 up by 59. The NASDAQ up by 228 points. That's a percent and a half. An unopened copy of Super Mario Brothers from 1986 is going for a super price. Here's ABC's Todd Ant.
A rare copy of the original Super Mario Brothers Nintendo game dating back to 1986 sold at auction Friday for a record $660,000. The anonymous seller says they bought it, threw it in a desk drawer, and forgot about it. A video game specialist at Heritage Auctions in Dallas said the production window of this copy and others like it was so short, finding another one from this same production run in similar condition would be like looking for a single drop of water in an ocean. The selling price far exceeded a 1987 produced version of the game that went for $114,000 last year. Todd Ant, ABC News.
Ricky Meese has had her eye on a couple of traffic trouble spots. An update of your drive coming up next. This week's movie show is brought to you by My Hearing Senders. Learn about the amazing new Signia X hearing aid and find out how you could win a free pair from My Hearing Senders.
Missing teeth and dentures come with all kinds of inconveniences. There's the glue, the glass by the side of your bed, along with a lifetime supply of Efferdent, and an occasional embarrassing moment that you really don't need. All that can be fixed in one day. At Stubbs Dental, in one day, you can toss your dentures and have a full set of functioning, permanent teeth that will take your life and your smile to a whole new place. What a great way to take a bite out of life without the worry. Stubbs Dental is Utah's leader in implant dentistry with an expert team of doctors and oral surgeons. Right now, get 20% off your same-day smile or all-on-4 procedure and a complimentary, no-obligation consultation. Stubbs Dental will change your life permanently. To find out more about your same-day smile or all-on-4 procedure and locations, visit StubbsDental.com or call 385-337-4936. That's 385-337-4936.
It started off as a normal day. I felt fine when I arrived at the plant.
Ruth Junius's life was about to change.
Then I dropped my keys. They kept slipping out of my hand. My arm felt numb. A coworker asked me if I was okay, and I couldn't speak. I started to get scared.
Ruth was having a stroke. People around her weren't sure what to do.
They thought I should go home or lie down, but I knew something was very wrong. I wrote 911 on a piece of paper with my other hand, and someone called for me.
Because everyone acted quickly, doctors at the hospital were able to give Ruth treatment that started to reverse the symptoms.
Within a few minutes, I was talking again. I didn't know a thing about stroke before I had one. Now I make sure that my friends and family know all the signs of stroke, so they'll get help fast if they need it.
No stroke. Know the signs. Act in time. Call 1-800-352-9424 for more information. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, National Institutes of Health.
Come on, the meeting's already started.
Sometimes it's important.
Last call, boarding gate number 9.
Sometimes it's urgent.
Prep for alarm.
Sometimes it's vital. Hospital treatment within 1 hour of a stroke can prevent lifelong disability. If you notice someone experiencing sudden weakness on one side or having a problem speaking, walking, or seeing, call 911 fast. Stroke. Know the signs. Act in time. A message from the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke.
Traffic and weather together. Let's get the very latest on your drive. Ricky Meese, what's happening?
Two crashes, both on northbound I-15 and both in Murray. The first one is right about 5300 South. It is blocking the HOV lane of traffic, and that is causing the backups to the South Interchange. And then once you're past that, you have another crash on northbound I-15 approaching 45th South. That is out of traffic on the right. Plan your next adventure in Cedar City. Enjoy national parks with Bryce and Zion nearby. Great restaurants, awesome spring skiing, hiking, biking, and more. Book your getaway today at visitcedarcity.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's get the very latest on the forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Clouds coming in, breezy and into the low 70s. We've got rain tonight and then rain and snow showers tomorrow. Should be mainly wet roadways. It's a cooler day, of course, with a high of 56. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 12:30. I'm Maria Chaleo. Sunny skies in downtown Salt Lake City. Just a beautiful afternoon. 69 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. KSL's top story this hour. Intermountain Healthcare is honoring frontline workers with a new painting. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson tells us about it.
Artist Heather Olson says she drew her inspiration from the movie posters for The Avengers, saying she thought of frontline workers just like superheroes and that it took a team of healthcare professionals to get Utah past the heights of the pandemic. So the painting, Together We Can Do This, shows doctors, nurses, respiratory therapists, and non-clinical workers working together. Some nurses say they could see the sense of fatigue and worry in the faces of those in the painting, reminding them of what they felt when the pandemic reached its peak.
Prints of the painting will be given to Intermountain hospitals over the next few weeks. The man who police believe groped at least six women on BYU's Provo campus is now being formally charged. The Utah County District Attorney filed two counts of sexual battery against 26-year-old Jacob Hansen. The statement shows Hansen admitted to touching women on March 27th and 28th and says he didn't target anyone. It was just an impulse. Police and prosecutors waited a week before telling the public they found the remains of a missing Kearns woman. Attorney Greg Skorda says investigators would have had to follow a specific protocol after finding the body they believe to be Nicole Solorio Romero.
First of all, they would have to identify the body and make sure that, in fact, it was the body of this deceased woman and have the medical examiner do their examination to make sure of that.
Skorda says a family also had to be told before the public. And one advantage of keeping information temporarily secret is to prevent suspects from fleeing before charges can be filed. KSL's top national story this hour from ABC News. The governor in Arkansas is vetoing legislation to ban gender-confirming surgery for transgender youth. The legislation would have prohibited doctors from providing gender-confirming hormone treatment, puberty blockers, or surgery to anyone under 18 years old. Governor Hutchinson's veto follows pleas from pediatricians and parents of transgender youth. They argued the measure would harm the community already at risk of depression and suicide. The Biden administration is ramping up its efforts to sell the president's sweeping infrastructure proposal. Top officials say they plan to reach out directly to Republican senators to try and bring them on board. ABC's Karen Travers is in Washington.
Back from spending the weekend at Camp David, President Biden defended his infrastructure plan and pushed back on Republican criticism that the proposal is too broad in scope and needs to be scaled back. The president said addressing lead in pipes, asbestos in schools, and clean energy does come under what he says is infrastructure. And he insisted Republicans, quote, "No, we need it." Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Stay tuned to KSL News Radio for the latest on Congressman Chris Stewart's thoughts on the proposal coming up in about 10 minutes. The trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin resumes today. ER doctor Bradford Langfield took the stand. He told prosecutors he was the one who declared George Floyd dead.
Mr. Floyd had been in arrest for, by this time, 60 minutes. I determined that the likelihood of any meaningful outcome was far below 1%. and that we would not be able to resuscitate Mr. Floyd. And so I then pronounced him dead.
Chauvin is facing second and third degree murder charges and a manslaughter charge. The defense is arguing that Floyd was killed by the drugs he had in his system and not Chauvin's actions. Chauvin was seen on video kneeling on Floyd's neck during the arrest last May. Everyone in England will be able to get free twice-weekly COVID tests. More now from ABC's Tom Rivers in London.
The lateral flow tests, which can provide results in around 30 minutes, will be available starting later this week, regardless of whether people have symptoms. Health Minister Edward Arger.
This is a very important step forward, another step that will help us with the easing of those restrictions and help us get life back to normal in this country.
Under the plan, the tests can be mailed to people, picked up at pharmacies, or available in workplaces. Current lockdown measures are expected to be withdrawn here in June. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
The Division of Air Quality is offering a $300 rebate to anyone looking to trade in their old gas-powered lawnmower for a new electric mower. Division of Air Quality Director Bryce Bird says lawn and garden equipment are some of the worst offenders.
Of course, they're small engines. They don't burn a lot of gasoline when they burn, but they have no emissions controls like your car does. And so a lawnmower, even the newest lawnmower that's a gasoline lawnmower operating for an hour, is about 11 times more polluting than a car.
The DEQ is partnering with the state to offer the rebate to 2,500 people through the department's website. Coming up on Utah's New News, Inside Sources host Boyd Matheson joins us to break down pushback on voting bills across the nation, plus a look at your noontime drive.
A couple of accidents on northbound I-15 in Murray has traffic heavy and slow from the south interchange almost to 45th South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1235.
Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon here. After you catch up on important stories on Utah's morning news,
we invite you to join an expanded Inside Sources in the afternoon.
Join Boyd Matheson from 1 to 3 afternoons
on KSL News Radio.
Say thank you to your home for being there for you. Start with a free estimate from your neighborhood CertaPro Painters. We really understand how you feel about your home. That's why you can count on us to take care of every detail. Listening, prepping, painting. It's always worry-free with our expert painting team. Whatever project you have in mind, you can count on CertaPro Painters to do the job beautifully. This is the kind of certainty you and your home deserve. So when it comes to refreshing the home you love, trust it to CertaPro Painters. We'll paint it with the care and attention to detail that only a local business can offer. Schedule your free estimate now at CertaPro.com. We're here to help you cross that painting project off the list. Let's get the project started today. Go to CertaPro.com. That's Certa with a C. Each CertaPro painter's business is independently owned and operated.
At Volkswagen Southtown, you choose the offer. Get zero payments for 6 months or double your down payment where $2,000 becomes $4,000. Or get as low as 0% APR for up to 6 years on any new car at Volkswagen Southtown. Are you in a lease and wished you'd bought? Or bought a car and wished you'd leased? Is your interest rate too high? Do you owe more on your car than it's worth? Bring in your car to Volkswagen Southtown and we'll buy your car for its original base MSRP. Deducting only for mileage, manufacturer's incentives and any damage. Volkswagen Southtown has finance and payment solutions for everybody. Pick your promotion at Volkswagen Southtown. Choose from zero payments for 6 months, double your down payment, or as low as 0% APR on any new car at Volkswagen Southtown. Don't miss out. Get to Volkswagen Southtown today. Just off of I-15 and 106 South. Visit VWSouthtown.com. Home today.
Financing through VCI OAC. Trade offer for 2010 and newer Highlines excluded.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's New News. Recapping our top local story this half hour, Intermountain Healthcare is thanking healthcare workers with a special painting. It's named Together We Can Do This, and prints will be given to Intermountain Hospitals in the next few weeks. KSL News Time, 1238. More companies are coming out publicly to object to voting laws like the one in Georgia. Some Democrats are saying the bill will limit the ability for Americans to vote. Georgia's governor, though, says the bill expands early voting. Inside Sources host Boyd Matheson joins me now. And welcome, Boyd. This is kind of a switch around for us. You usually lead into the noon news.
That's
now
right.
I'm leading into you.
And we've sort of done the flip-flop And we're glad you have a full hour of news because we're all
Thank
smarter
you.
At the end of that. And that's great. And we'll try to pick up where you leave off at 1 o'clock and move through the afternoon until we get to Jeff.
Yeah. So tell us about these voting laws.
So there are a number of them. It's really important that there are several different laws. Georgia is one of them. Mm-hmm. There are a number of other states going after it. There are some federal things going on as well. The House of Representatives passed a voting rights bill before they took a break for Easter. And so those will all kind of move their way through. But there's a lot of misunderstanding in terms of what these laws do. There are some things that are good that extend and expand voter participation and opportunities, some which would obviously constrict it and have some problems. But the current issue is it's really a messaging battle. Some, you know, really hammering the voter suppression part of the program. The others trying to say, no, this is voter expansion. And one of the things that we've been talking about throughout the day today is just one component of it, just one small component, and that is with dealing with IDs, having people have to, whether they're submitting to get an absentee ballot or an early ballot, or whether they are showing up to cast a ballot, that they actually have to present their ID. And the fascinating thing to me is that we have found an issue that 85% of the country agrees on, that it would be common sense that you would have to present some form of ID in order to cast a vote. And also interesting, well over 70%, 72% I think it was, said that it would actually give them more confidence in the results of elections if there were some sort of a voter ID component to it.
Mm-hmm. All right, you're going to break this all down for us from 1 to 3, right?
We will do that from 1 to 3 today.
All right, great. Welcome.
Thank you.
Boyd Matheson, 1 to 3 with Inside Sources right here on KSL News Radio. Let's get you up to date on the drive now. Ricky Meese is standing by. And, Ricky, you had a couple trouble spots for us.
Yep. Northbound I-15 is the hot spot where we've had two crashes, one near 53rd South. It is still blocking the left lane, the HOV lane of traffic, with most of those vehicles over to the left up against the barrier. And then a little further north, the second accident is as you're approaching 4500 South. That one completely out of traffic on the right. But you will see traffic that's slow as you're traveling northbound I-15 from Murray at the South Interchange almost to 4500 South. The good news is the rest of your Salt Lake County freeways and the rest of I-15 actually in really good shape. Want a new car with rates near an all-time low? It's the perfect time to get an auto loan from Hercules Credit Union. Visit HerculesCU.com for details. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's get the very latest on the forecast with Grant Wayman.
Clouds moving in, 70s and breezy. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now it is 70 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. What a lovely day. And still to come on Utah's new news, the Biden administration is talking about their infrastructure plan. We are going to go in depth and hear what Congressman Chris Stewart has to say. That's coming up next right here on KSL News Radio, 102.3 FM and 1160 AM. Utah's all-day companion for news.
Attention neuropathy sufferers. Amazing research has now shown that neuropathy symptoms can be reversed in as little as 1 week. In two short visits, one patient, Andrew, went from constant burning and painful feet to 50% improvement in his symptoms. He was able to sleep through the night and regain sensation, which had not happened in years. He now walks better, has improved balance, and has reduced his neuropathy medications. Another patient, Jackie, was able to cut her diabetes and neuropathy medications, in addition to gaining the confidence to drive again and avoid falling. Many doctors believe that this new treatment is more powerful than any drug known to modern science. So call 801-441-2266 today to reverse your neuropathy without prescriptions or addictive medications. The first 25 people who call 801-441-2266 will receive a neuropathy consultation and exam absolutely free. That's 801-441-2266.
Diamonds happen to be April's birthstone, but let's face it, who wouldn't love a gift of diamond jewelry? At Shane Company, our beautiful diamonds are natural and ethically sourced. We handpick them for their extraordinary fire and brilliance. You'll notice the superior quality right away. You can see the difference. Diamonds will never go out of style. Come to Shane Company for stunning diamond gifts. We have unique styles in every price range, created by our in-house design team and made to last for generations. Give her a diamond solitaire necklace, a tennis bracelet, stud earrings, diamond-accented hoop earrings, or a stunning three-stone ring. Shane Company Jewelry is made so well, with attention to every detail, that we can provide our warranty for life for free. Your gift will take her breath away. Now you have a friend in the jewelry business, Shane Company and ShaneCo.com.
What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and there's a good chance you've heard me talking about our free furnace sale. The one where you buy a new Carrier air conditioner and we give you a new Carrier furnace for just the cost to install it, about $400. Well, we still have a few more spots on our schedule we need to fill, so I'm extending our sale, but I'm not quite sure for how much longer. Definitely no later than April 30th, but once we think our schedule's full enough, I gotta pull these ads, so don't wait too long to call and schedule your free estimate. The whole reason we do this sale is to give you an incentive to help us keep our guys busy when the weather's mild. And thanks to your help, we keep our guys busy and we keep growing. So if your furnace and air conditioner is ready to be replaced, you owe it to yourself to at least schedule a free estimate and get all the details on our free furnace sale. Just to recap, when you have Any Hour Services install a new Carrier air conditioner, we'll give you a new Carrier furnace for just the cost to install it, about $400. The furnace is free, you just pay the labor. If you think you might be interested, call Any Hour Services today at 801-443-7600. You can Google Any Hour Services, or you can schedule online at anyhourservices.com.
KSL News Time, 12:45. The three things you need to know this hour first.
A Utah artist pays tribute to frontline healthcare workers. She was inspired by Avengers movie posters, saying healthcare workers are superheroes in the fight against COVID-19. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, a record number of people are getting their COVID-19 vaccine. The race to vaccinate Americans ramped up this weekend with 4 billion shots in 24 hours. And third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. Here's Ricky Meese.
Crashes on northbound I-15 in Murray have slowed down that drive. The one that's really impacting traffic is right about 5300 South, blocking the left lane of traffic. That's causing delays back to the South Interchange. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Breezy today in the low 70s. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
70 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
A short Easter message from President Biden today after he returned to the White House.
Easter's a day of joy when we celebrate resurrection and renewal. But this year, we know many are still going without the familiar comforts of the season.
Meanwhile, his COVID team today again warning not to let your guard down as the nation ramps up vaccinations. The number of fully vaccinated Americans, around 20% now. The doctor who pronounced George Floyd dead testifying at the trial of former officer Derek Chauvin, that Floyd's heart most likely stopped because of insufficient oxygen. The prosecution working to establish that it was Chauvin's knee on Floyd's neck for over 9 minutes that killed him. Crews at this hour are working to drain more than 300 million gallons of toxic wastewater from a holding reservoir south of Tampa, Florida. Water is leaking through a reservoir wall, which could collapse. The Supreme Court rules Google does not owe Oracle anything for using some of its code in creating Android. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth.
The Biden administration. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
The Biden administration is readying for the biggest showdown it's had yet. They will try to sell the president's $2 trillion infrastructure package to Republicans. The sticking point seems to be what infrastructure means. Here's what Congressman Chris Stewart told KSL's Dave Andujanovic this morning.
There's actually bipartisan support for an infrastructure bill. I'm scared to death of our spending and our debt. But if we had a reasonable infrastructure bill, I would love to support that, and I likely would. Senator Brassel last week from U.S. Senate pointed out, hey, here's a Republican proposal that will spend $650 billion on infrastructure, which is, listen to this, this is shocking. The Republican proposal last week is about five times more on actual infrastructure than what the Biden proposal is. Of his $2.3 trillion, only $115 billion of it goes to roads, bridges, and highways. So the Republicans actually are supporting a bigger infrastructure bill, but they're trying to fool the American people because they're taking this bipartisan idea, yeah, we do need to maintain our roads and our bridges, and they turned it into something which the American people don't support. And the reason they did that is because they know the American people won't support it. $2.3 trillion, $400 billion of it for Medicaid, $215 billion of it for housing, $100 billion of it for schools, which, by the way, they don't even require that they open. $35 billion for climate change. I could keep going and going and going. And this is why I object to this. Come talk to us. Negotiate with us on an infrastructure bill. We may actually be more generous than you are. But don't lie to the American people. Don't try to deceive them by saying this is infrastructure when less than 10% of it has anything at all to do with infrastructure.
The congressman also criticized the increase on corporate taxes, saying it's consumers who will pay for it.
The reality is, of course they're going to pay for it. Of course they're going to pay for it. The corporate taxes are reflected in corporate pricing. They can't absorb that cost by themselves. They have to pass it on to their customers, which is you and me and my grandma down the street who's on fixed income. It's kids graduating from college who are just trying to start their careers, trying to, by the way, buy a house here in Utah, which is very, very expensive.
But under the Republican plan, somebody would have to pay for it too, right?
Well, for one thing I could not accept is just to finance this through debt.
Now, the Biden proposal includes money not traditionally looped in with infrastructure, including dollars for in-home care services for elderly Americans, $300 billion for manufacturing, a couple hundred billion for housing, and tens of billions for electric car programs. And you've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. KSL News Time, 1249. Let's get you up to date on the drive and check back in with Ricky Meese. How are things looking in Murray?
Well, it's still a little bumpy there and slow, and it's all due to two earlier crashes. One is on northbound I-15 at 45th South. That was our first one. It quickly got moved out of traffic to the right shoulder, and you're going to be able to get by that without any problem. But the second one is also in Murray, northbound I-15, about 5300 South. It looks like a tow truck has arrived on the scene, but crews are still blocking the HOV lane at that crash in order to make sure that crews are able to work the scene safely. Looks like multiple vehicles are involved as well. So with that lane blocked, you are going to see backups to the South Interchange. Don't miss Siegel Books' Spring Sweet Salt Clothing Sale now through Saturday. All new arrivals at least 20% off. Find your new favorite outfit at Can't Miss Prices at Siegel Book. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's take a look at the next 7 days. Here's Grant Wayman.
Clouds increasing today with a high of 73. We get some showers tonight and then rain and snow tomorrow with a high of 56. It's cooler, of course. Sunshine on Wednesday after a cool start, and we get up to 64 that day. 68 in the sunshine on Thursday, 69 Friday, and again, mostly sunny. And we're right about there for Saturday, partly cloudy or more sunshine, 68. And then partly cloudy, 61 on Sunday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, 70 degrees, a lot of sunshine in downtown Salt Lake City, and still to come on Utah's new news, a check of your money news. Right now, though, the Dow is up by nearly 400 points. Money news coming up next.
Audience
in
motion. In today's business climate, your potential customer is anything but stationary.
From the web to the stream.
From broadcast to the mailbox.
When it comes to getting their attention,
your customers are literally moving targets.
Selling your product or services is easy.
So easy.
The hard part, finding your customer.
And that just became simple with Audience in Motion.
From finding your right target audience
to measuring conversions to your bottom line.
Don't just arm your business.
Aim your business.
Aim your business.
With Audience in Motion.
And our state-of-the-art ad tech that can reach an entire nation,
a distinct region,
or all the way down to a specific targeted household.
Audience in Motion provides you with live dashboards,
transparent reporting,
and hands-on account management at a price tailored to budgets of all sizes.
All sizes.
Of all sizes.
All sizes.
Learn how to really capture your clientele
at audienceinmotion.net.
.net.
Audienceinmotion.net.
Fellow Utahans, Governor Cox is opening up vaccination eligibility to all state residents ages 16 and up starting Wednesday, March 24th. Don't delay in scheduling your vaccination appointment with Nomi Health by going to getmyshot.utah.gov or call 801-704-5911 to secure an appointment as early as March 24th. Appointments are available across five locations in partnership with Larry H. Miller Megaplex Theaters to provide a familiar and comfortable location for Utahans. Nomi's mobile COVID-19 units are also traveling thousands of miles across rural Utah to provide no-cost testing and vaccinations to those who often have no other options nearby. They encourage all eligible residents to make their vaccination appointment today at getmyshot.utah.gov or call 801-704-5911. The Nomi Health Team is working tirelessly to ensure as many Utahans can get vaccinated as possible and is proud to collaborate with the state to deliver COVID-19 solutions that get us all back to life as we know it.
Hi, Doug Wright, and I was talking to my friends at Burt Brothers, and they know that a lot of us have been working from home. We've been driving less. The statistics tell us that. And now we're chomping to get out into Utah's great outdoors. And if you're looking ahead at an adventure, Burt Brothers, they want you to know that you can drop by in your car, truck, RV, even the trailer. If it's been sitting around, if you've been driving less, make sure everything's in tip-top shape. Thanks to the people at Burt Brothers. And by the way, right now, during the month of April, you can save $100 on select Bridgestone tires and get up to $150 on select Goodyear tires. Burt Brothers, doing tires and service better since 1941. And by the way, if you've planned that trip and maybe some of the budget has been blown on it, it's okay. They've got you covered at Burt Brothers with stress-free financing that you can pay over time on your Burt Brothers credit card. Find the location near you at burtbrothers.com.
If you see a traffic accident and it's safe for you to text, alert us at 57500. That's the UCCU KSL text line. Love where you bank.
Alpine Home Medical, we bring wellness home.
Better weather, longer days, and the urge to get outside. Spring has sprung. Hi, I'm Jay Broadbent with Alpine Home Medical, and we'd love to help you scoot into spring and enjoy $200 off our high-quality scooters. Bringing wellness home is our motto, so also enjoy $200 off our best-selling lift chairs. Come visit any of our 10 Alpine Home Medical locations ranging from St. George to Idaho Falls. Our friendly, fully trained staff will help you with any of your home medical needs. We're committed to keeping our employees and our customers safe during this pandemic. We offer curbside pickup, delivery, and a thorough cleaning and sanitizing procedure. For any other questions you may have, give us a call or visit us online at alpinehomemedical.com. That's alpinehomemedical.com.
Watching Utah's Money, it's sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank. The weekend is donating big bucks to humanitarian efforts in Ethiopia. The Grammy Award winner says he will give $1 million to the UN World Food Program to help the African country. McDonald's has a new McFlurry coming your way. The caramel brownie flavor will hit franchises across the U.S. in early May. KSL Drive, Subaru is the latest car maker to shut down production due to the ongoing global computer chip shortage. Company is halting operations next week at a Japanese plant that won't restart until May. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow up by 375 points. That's more than a full percent, sitting at 33,527. S&P 500 up by 57. The NASDAQ, it's up nearly 2%, up 230 points at this hour. As more people get the COVID-19 vaccine, Americans are showing that they are ready to travel again. Here's ABC's Alex Stone.
Airports and airplanes are full. Car rental companies had sold off their inventories when times were bad or out of cars. Car rentals can be $1,000 a day right now in some areas. The TSA saying over 6 million people went through airport security checkpoints over Easter weekend. This woman waiting at the airport.
I'm here to pick up my daughter who's flying in from Minneapolis and her flight is just arriving and I'm so excited.
Friday was the busiest travel day of the pandemic with close to 1.6 million people passing through checkpoints. Alex Stone, ABC News.
And the very latest on your drive coming up next, KSL News Time, 1257.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.